Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Today we're going to close out a great week with three forms of dishonesty. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 19, 1 through 20, verse 26, Psalm 18, 43 through 50, Proverbs 4, 14 through 17, and Matthew 24, 1 through 14. Again, we're going to be talking about three forms of dishonesty. Our scripture focus is going to be Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. It says, "Do not give false testimony against your neighbor." The suggestion that even mature Christians can inwardly resist truth might shock some. But the real issue is it true? Among the popular defenses we use to resist truth, the first is projection. This occurs when we are to blame for something, but we project the blame onto someone else so that we can feel more comfortable with ourselves. It may sound simple and be a simple thing, but all dishonesty is destructive, even simple dishonesty. Then take the defense of denial. How many times do we refuse to face the fact that we may be angry about something? And when someone says, "Why are you angry?" we reply, the bristling hostility, "I'm not angry." We fail to recognize that others can plainly see. And denial, no matter how one looks at it, is a form of inner deceit. Another form of dishonest defense is rationalism. We are guilty of this whenever we persuade others that something is what it is not. C.S. Lewis points out that when our neighbor does something wrong, it is obviously because he or she is bad, while if we do something wrong, it's only because we did not get enough sleep, or someone gave us a rough time, or our blood chemistry is at fault, and so on. All of these defense mechanisms deprive our inner honesty, and apart from hindering our spiritual growth, they also lower our defenses against Satan. This is why over and over again in Scripture we're bidden to open up to honesty. The more honest we can become, the more spiritually powerful and effective we can be. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help us open up to honesty. For I see the more honest that we are, the more authority I can wield over the enemy. We want to be able to say, as you said, "The ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me." John 14:30. We ask for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Revelation 3, 14 through 22, James 1, 26, and Galatians 6, 3, and keep these two questions in mind. How did the Laodiceans see themselves? And two, how did God see them? God bless you guys. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you'll continually follow us here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.